I'm Nicole Kidman, and I am going to eat a four-course meal of bugs.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sam.
Welcome to our first mini episode here, our first what I'm going to call kid mini episode.
I'm very happy to be here. Very happy you asked me back.
Oh, thank you. Yes. We have some real breaking news here, and I was really excited to talk about it, and I was scouring Twitter to find out which gay had also latched on to this particular newsworthy bit of information, and you were the first that I saw, so I was like, I'm going to have to ask him to reprise his role and come back and talk to me about this.
You know, Nicole is such a giver. She really just has given us so much this year, so we're blessed. We're really blessed.
We're truly blessed. Can you tell the audience what we're here to discuss?
So Vanity Fair, she's on the Vanity Fair Hollywood issue cover, and they did this really fun video with everyone who made the cover of their hidden talents. And Nicole Kidman's hidden talent is eating bugs.
Which, right off the bat, can I just say, she... She says, my hidden talent is eating bugs, which, like, hidden, yes. Talent, question mark.
You know what is a real talent of hers is she has a real way of using chopsticks that is very impressive. Those things are, like, so easy for her to use, or she makes it look very easy.
Yeah, she goes through this whole thing and eats four different types of bugs with chopsticks. I just think it's so funny. Like, have you watched her? I've talked about this on a previous episode, but she does this, like, the 73 questions. Do you know who does those? Is it Vanity Fair?
That's Vogue.
Oh, it's Vogue. Okay. Have you watched hers?
I did, yeah.
Okay. She just has this thing where, like, I think they ask her on that what her talent is, and she says she's a pool shark because they're, like, in her, like, billiards room. And I treat these with the same, like, grain of salt, which is to say, like, I'm sure she has done both. Like, I'm sure she has used her pool table, and I'm sure that she also has eaten bugs, but are these her cornerstone characteristics?
I'm fascinated with the pool question, because they, like, she was in the room and they asked her that question. I just wonder if, like, were there bugs in the room and Vanity Fair asked the question and they're like, oh, I eat bugs, I guess. Like, I wonder if her talent is just based on, like, whatever is around her.
I mean, those videos are great because they're just so staged. Like, right after she says she's a pool shark, she trips over, like, a Tonka truck. I'm trying to think of what else she says. I know that she talks about, she says, like, the least relatable thing, which is, like, they talk about her and her husband, like, the last romantic thing. And she basically says that one of them organized, like, a private fireworks show for the other one, which is just, like, same on every date.
Yeah. It's just something subtle, you know?
Yeah. Just a tasteful show of affection. you had a really interesting theory on why you think this video exists before we started recording. Would you mind restating that?
Okay, well, this is sort of like her really big exclamation mark at the end of a year of her basically providing a meme a month, I want to say. Like, it started last year with her clapping at the Oscars, and that sort of became a thing online. And then her not really liking Giada De Laurentiis's pizza crust on Ellen. And then, of course, you know, with Big Little Lies, a lot of screen caps and her in therapy and all that stuff was sort of played for laughs. We should do better, but, you know, whatever. And then her last 2 months where she basically won every award she was nominated for. So I feel like we are seeing truly the exclamation point on her amazing, amazing year.
I will say that I was a little bummed this award season, obviously not by her winning, but by the lack of, like, memeable moments from these awards, because it's hard to believe that, like, the clapping was still in 2017, like, still within the last, like, 365 days. It feels like 100 years ago.
I know.
But she kept it really chill, except for that photo that I don't know if you saw, but I thought was so funny, of, like, the Big Little Lies cast, and then she's in the background, like, trying to sign that poster, but it looks like she's just wasted. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Oh, that was, like, the only thing that we got. Oh, and the when she took the photo with all the chairs stacked up behind her, like her first Instagram post, she was there like 3 hours after everyone left.
Okay, well, this is true. Now she's on Instagram, and she's like, she's actually really good on Instagram. She's great on Facebook already. We know this. And she's conquered Instagram now. I'm very excited about that. I also think she had that really great moment at the in one of the New Year's Eve specials, the one that Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen hosted, where they were sort of doing a recap of the best of the year, and Andy Cohen brought up the clapping, and she was just very matter-of-factly dismissed it. Like, come on, aren't there more important things to talk about? So you're right. I can't believe it still was within the last year. I feel like I've aged 20 years, but only 1 year has passed.
It's when you started this year, you were Julianne Moore at the beginning of the hours. And when you ended this year, you were Julianne Moore at the end of the hours.
Oh, that's right. Honestly, I think you're right.
I feel the same way, except for back to her Instagram. I will say that her first like boomerang in her story, like actually just took 5 years off my life. Like I was completely healed by it. Can we talk about some of the other celebrities that they showed in the montage at the beginning of the Secret Talent Theater?
I don't even know what their talents are. I know that Michael B. Jordan apparently has one.
He appeared to be like ironing. He was like dressed up, but there was an ironing board. It's really quick. I'm not going to watch any of the other ones, but like the one specifically I want to talk about is Jessica Chastain does the Bewitched like nose twinkle, which I think is a fun parallel.
Really, it's probably like also a nod to Nicole. I'm just going to put it out there.
What if they're all nods to Nicole? Like Tom Hanks was like a typewriter. Like what if he's just typing like a Virginia Woolf poem or something?
I would believe that. And I feel like, you know, in a lot of ways, Zendaya's role in The Greatest Showman was a nod to Nicole in Moulin Rouge. So
I'll have to take your word for that because I'll never see that movie.
can you believe I watched it? And like it was one of the strangest movie going experiences of my life, but I did.
The only thing I can compare to that is on Saturday, it was Rosamund Pike's birthday, so I went and got a ticket to see Hostels.
Wow.
Because I feel like we need to support her. It was fine.
How is she in it?
She's genuinely quite good, and I would actually say that Christian Bale is good. Timothée is in it, and so is Jesse Plemons. It's kind of stacked.
Wow.
It's fine. I mean, maybe go see it. Who knows?
Okay, you know what? I was sort of dismissed it because I had seen the trailers and was a little bit put off by the mood. And also I saw that the runtime was like 140 minutes, and that's a commitment.
Anyway, how about the fact that Nicole refers to the bugs originally as micro livestock?
Okay, but she seems really like seasoned, right? So even after she took a bite of the first ones, she sort of prefaced everything by saying, like, before you sort of say that this is gross, I'll remind you that there are 2 billion people in the world who eat livestock. Oh, sorry, what did she call them? There are 2 billion people in the world who eat micro livestock. She says
micro livestock, yeah.
And I'm one of them.
And then she chomps down on one.
It's really, really amazing. And she seems to really enjoy it, although I think the first one, and I don't know what specifically it was, but she just kept chewing it. And by the end, she was like, oh, I need some water.
Yeah, she does this little gasp and she laughs. Those were, I wrote them all down because I was going to make you choose which one you would eat if you had to. But the first one was hornworms, but the way she pronounces it, it sounded like cornworms. So until I saw the chiron, I was really confused.
Oh, no. If I had to pick one, honestly, I think I would do the last bit, the grasshoppers, because she mentioned that they were like the dessert course, and I feel like if they're candied grasshoppers or something, like I might be able to trick my brain into thinking that it's okay for one or two.
Yeah, those ones were fried, so that might make it a little bit easier. She also ate like 6 in the 6 seconds that they showed it. Like she eats more of that one than any of the other ones combined.
She has a very refined palate, obviously.
Can we agree that the second one, the mealworms, is the worst one?
Yes. Oh, 100%. The way that they also shot it from above, where you sort of like still see them moving and stuff. I mean, they did that for all of them, but it was like that one especially is haunting, I think.
It's so bad. She referred to them as tasting fruity, and then she said that she would win Survivor, which brings me to my biggest question of this episode, which is if they did a celebrity Survivor with the cast of Big Little Lies, do you think that she would actually win?
Oh, you know, I think it would be... Okay, I think it would be Nicole in real life, but I think it would be Zoe Kravitz's character from Big Little Lies.
I think it would be Zoe Kravitz's character in the show, and I would think it would be Shailene Woodley in real life, because I think she actually lives in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you know what? You're right. Because she eats clay, right? Already. So she's, like, ready.
Yeah. She's so ready.
And I feel like they don't really eat bugs on Survivor anymore. Or not anymore, but I feel like that's not really, like, a thing they do. They do. I mean, she would kill on Fear Factor. Like, if they ever revive Fear Factor, she would, like, that would be a breeze for her.
She would love Fear Factor. I think back to when she did Paddington and they, like, wouldn't let her rappel down into the house for, like, insurance reasons. And she was, like, super pissed off about it. And, like, Moulin Rouge, she was, like, insisted on being on the trapeze.
I think we forget that she's a real trooper. I mean, she survived Tom Cruise.
She's a literal stunt queen. She just wants to do her own stunts.
She survived Tom Cruise. She's going to be fine. What are bugs?
Yeah, bugs are nothing. How long do you think it's going to be before someone on gay Twitter, like, ruins the part where she says that the crickets are like a hairy nut?
Someone has already done it, and I'm a fan of his work. Should we spoil it? I don't know if we...
Yeah, sure, and I'll take it out otherwise.
Okay, so someone on Twitter has already spoiled it, writing the caption before the video was like, when Oliver eats the peach...
And oh, is it Adam?
Yeah. and then, of course, Nicole says, you know, she's like eating one of them. And it's like, it tastes like a hairy nut. And honestly, it took, around lunchtime. So it took Adam, an hour and a half to corrupt the video already?
I think I went through and liked it, but I will be honest that if I saw even a suggestion of that video while I was at work today, I liked the tweet. Like, if it was a retweet, if someone quote tweeted it, and if I had already liked the original, I liked anything. And so I was actually pissed that no one informed me that it was live.
But you got to turn post notifications on for me. That's what you got to do.
We can discuss that later. lastly, I just want to talk about the fact that she winks every time they do a close-up on her.
Okay, she winks, and she also does this really, like, sensual thing with her tongue when she's about to, like, eat one of them. I can't explain it, but it's really mesmerizing in a way that's, like, it's hypnotic.
I think it is, because when she finishes, you can hear, like, the PAs on set, like, clapping, and it is thunderous applause. Like, they are so stoked for what they know they saw history.
Yeah. They were a part of this.
Yeah, and it's also like, we know that they saw Oprah, we know that they saw Tom Hanks, and they're like so stoked on this one.
Yeah, like, there is real talent right here.
Before we wrap this up, what do you think the other women on Big Little Lies' talents would be, if you had to guess?
Oh, I think Reese's would be something like fun and domestic. Like, maybe she can like fold a blouse blindfolded.
Yeah, she could like fold a fitted sheet with her eyes closed.
I feel like that's, and I like legit, I think that's what hers is.
Is it weird that I think Laura Dern's would be something like classic circus? Like, I think she would actually spin a plate on a stick or something. She's just so refined. I feel like she would be like, oh, I need a talent. I'm going to go to like capital T talent and look up like a vaudeville skill.
Okay, now I need Laura Dern to be on next year's Hollywood cover. For us to get her secret talent.
Yeah, or she could just imagine. She could just audition for America's Got Talent.
She could do that too. She'll win.
She would win. It's like how Jessie J is on that like Chinese reality singing show right now, and she's going to win. She's won the last like 3 weeks in a row.
It still messes me up that she's on that show. I only found out like this week.
Yeah, I found out from Who Weekly. Thank you so much, Who Weekly. what do you think Shailene's talent would be?
Oh, see, I think she can sort of surprise, because we think she's so strange already that her talent probably would be something like almost normal. Maybe like baton twirling or something.
Oh, that's a just nice like, little classic one too.
Yeah, just like a classic like talent show type thing, you know?
I think she would do like what some of the queens on Drag Race does, and like she would make some sort of high concept like lip sync number that she thinks is like really cohesive, but it ends up being like Coco Montrese's like vaudeville scenario.
Oh yeah, you know what, that is also an option.
What about Zoe? Zoe would actually just come out and would sing live and would play guitar.
Yeah, and she would be amazing. I just feel like she has it in her to do that. The most shocking thing about this video is that it sort of encompasses everything that Nicole has done throughout her career. So like when the first time I came on the show, we did The Others, and my wish for her was to do more horror. And like this video is sort of like horror, right? And like it's also a documentary. It's funny. It's also very funny. So she is like a multi-genre queen right now.
You also used the secret powers to get that beautiful, was it like New York Magazine cover where she was a scream queen?
Yes. Oh, yes, she was on the New York Times Magazine end of year list, sort of called 2017 the year of like the resurgence of the horror movie. And she did. She did that. Gosh, I'm so powerful.
My mind, it amazes me sometimes. Yeah. Before we go, what do you think now that, because I think it's safe to say for season two of Big Little Lies, we're going to expect the attention to shift to Reese and to Meryl.
Yeah.
Laura, what do you think we can expect from Nicole as far as memeable moments in 2018? What's on your wish list since you've been so powerful?
I feel like there's going to be some stuff with her husband, I want to say, like some other award show that Keith Urban's going to go to. Because like we forget that she's obviously invited to every like movie and TV award show this year, but like Keith Urban, for some reason, like cleans up at all of the music shows. So hopefully we'll see more of that. I'm really hoping that everyone who listens to the show also follows and likes her on Facebook, because that's where the real action is at. Because she will sometimes just post like these really personal family photos and just have the corniest captions, like whatever your aunt would post on Facebook is like the sort of stuff that Nicole Kidman does on Facebook.
Nicole is all of our aunts at this point.
Yeah, so I really enjoy that. For 2018, I don't know, I feel like we will get a bunch of memeable moments, only because last year while she was filming a bunch of things like the Jane Campion miniseries, like that, like even photos from behind the scenes became memeable.
Yeah, that first shot of her in that wig. That
yeah.
Way. I just simply can't wait for her to start doing Aquaman press, because it's just going to be so out of her element, and it's going to be so big. There's just no chance that they won't parade her around like they did Cate Blanchett.
Yes, and I hope that she. I feel like she doesn't really have like the ability to lie, so I think Nicole Kidman is like actually going to start reading comics and like find some super interesting way that she's going to be inspired by them, and she's going to talk about it a lot. I'm feeling that.
I would love that. Chris, thank you so much for coming on just a few hours notice to do some investigative journalism with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Can you remind people where they can find you online and where they can turn on post notifications for you?
I'm on Twitter at Chris_Hannah, and that's where I'm most active anyway, so that's all you need to know.
Perfect. I will say this time that as we continue to have breaking Nicole news updates, you should definitely let us know at The Kid Manifesto on Twitter so that we can talk about them here. You can also just at me directly. You can, I guess, turn on post notifications too if you want, but it's just going to be a lot of Nicole content at Mr. Sam Herbst. Probably going to play us out to the audio of this video. There's just no way I can't include it. It's so good.
Perfect.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I am here to reveal my hidden talent, eating micro livestock. Cornworms, they're still alive. Extraordinary. Very moist, chewy. Can't quite describe the flavor, but need a little water.